Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and we're back on Facebook. And I really don't know what happened, but this morning at about 2:30, I was able to change my password and get back on. And this was after being denied access for about 24 hours. And I think that Facebook and YouTube and these platforms are all about mind control. But God is stronger than man. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness in high places. And that's exactly what my experience has been over the last 24 hours. Our weapons are not carnal, okay? God is sovereign. God is in control. And whatever happens in our lives, we have to always remember that God is in control of all things. And so, we never know what another day will bring. And it's good to know that He does have. Good morning, Ajay Majinda and Petrus Buta. It's good to know that He does have the world in the palm of His hands. All things are created by Him and for Him. And by Him all things consist. Burundi. Well, that's a long ways away from the United States. But God knows exactly what's going on in the United States, the state of Missouri, and Burundi. Well, this morning, I just wanted to tell everyone we're back on Facebook. We will continue to be posting this on YouTube as well, and just for all of our Facebook people that tune into it here on our morning devotions, realize that if Facebook takes us down, you can get us at Weatherby House Church on YouTube. It's just called Weatherby House Church. Go to YouTube, put Weatherby House Church in the search engine, and you'll get our broadcast every morning. good morning, Ashley. Whatever time it is there. Yeah, I was able to log back in at about 2:30 this morning. And it was 24 hours of just, you know, being denied over and over and over again. And God caused me to be tenacious. It was all of God, but we're back and restored. So, we'll see how long this lasts. I'm not holding my breath. But, you know, it's good to know that God is over the cyberspace. He's over the winds. He's over the waves. He's over all things. By Him, all things consist. And when people would attack us, when people would try to say we're contentious, whenever we just disagree with something they might say and register our differing opinions, then they want to say we're contentious. Spencer Gulf Nightly News. That's interesting. I got an email a while ago from a dear brother. I won't mention his name, but he has a lot of discernment. And he watched, I had sent him a link to the APEC conference that's going on right now. in Washington, D.C. I may be over now, but it was going on the last 3 days. And he said that that was totally demonic. If you look at the symbology there, the interconnecting, that's okay. Don't worry about it, Ashley. I do it all the time. The interconnecting links of the stars, and he pointed out some other things in that conference that was just utterly demonic. And so you realize that Satan, he's the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. You know, they're now promoting, these Zionists are promoting that anyone that says anything against Zionism, and you know, really, it's the reason the churches are so infiltrated in it is because of their dispensational theology, their Darbyism, and the lies. And we know where that, all of that originated from, dispensationalism. God is not duplicitous. His Son accomplished the work that He came to do, and He came to save His people from their sins. And these people that want to talk about how God is going to set up an earthly kingdom and everything, they're coming against Jesus Christ Himself in His own words when He said, My kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is a heavenly kingdom. And I'm not interested in an earthly kingdom. I'm not interested in living in a fallen kingdom. I'm interested in the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for the bride. I'm interested in sitting down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm interested in praising the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm interested in singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to see glory and honor, power and wisdom and might." That's what I'm interested in. And so when these people try to promote all this ecumenicism, and they try to promote that, you know, it's all about just one big happy family, every religion coming together in unity. I'm not in unity with the Zionists. I'm not in unity with the Muslims. I'm not in unity with the Hindus. I'm not in unity with Confucianism or the Baha'i faith or Roman Catholicism or any of that. I'm not in unity with the powers of this earth, the governments of this earth. I'm not in unity with them. They're evil. So, anyway, I just want you all to know that if we get pulled down off of Facebook, it's because we're hated. We're hated. We are a differing voice, and 95% of people who say they are Christian, we're a differing voice in those who hold to the lies of dispensational theology. Say that there are many paths to God. There's only one path to God. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." That's Jesus Christ speaking. So So this morning, I hope you have a blessed day. I just wanted to let people know that we are back on Facebook. I don't know how long, you know. And a dear brother told me yesterday, we knew it was just a matter of time. Hey, that's what life is, isn't it? It's just a vapor that vanisheth away. But Jesus will endure forever. And his kingdom is an eternal kingdom, not an earthly kingdom. So with that, I just wanted to give you all an update and be encouraged that God intervenes for us as he sees fit. We will be on tonight on TalkShoe, continuing working through the book. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. Christian world would say something totally different. I saw a sign yesterday on the front of a church or somewhere. It said, God loves you whether you like it or not. Well, look, for the ones that God truly loves, they very much like it. And God doesn't love everyone. You know, God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. Tonight we are going to be talking and reading and discussing chapter 32 of the book, which is the doctrine of predestination. That will be on at 6 o'clock. We'll be on Facebook as long as we can get in Facebook Live. And if we are for some reason shut down from Facebook, we'll be on YouTube. If we're shut down from YouTube, the message will be broadcast on Sermon Audio. If we're shut down from Sermon Audio, we'll get an audio to you because I keep a backup file of our videos and our audios. They think they can destroy it, but there's ways of saving these things. I'm on multiple platforms. I don't need Facebook Live. I don't have to have Facebook Live. I don't have to have YouTube. We're on multiple platforms. We're on Twitter. We're on blog.com. We're on numerous platforms. We're on Reddit. We're on Tumblr, we're on Brighteon. So, we believe in having a backup plan, a contingency plan. You know, be not weary in well-doing. God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you this morning.